Hi, welcome to Bass Buzz Radio. This is your host, John Storm, and we got a treat today because on the line is an angler who needs no introduction, and that's Larry Nixon. How you doing, Larry?
I'm good, John. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Hey, all the water's melting. You know, I know you don't have a lot of ice down where you live, but it's spring. The fish are moving. Everything's getting hot, and we're all excited. And I wanted to talk to you, somebody who is certainly one of the real plastics experts out there, and ask you, Larry, is there anything new you're fishing? Anything going to be hot this spring?
Well, yes, there's a lot of new baits out there right now that are good, but, you know, redfish have come out of that, what I call the pre-spawn stage now, and they're beginning to hit the banks, and they're thinking about their thing, and when they're thinking about that, that's time to pull out the soft plastics. And, you know, two things that always produce good for bass in the early spring when they go to bedding is either a pitching or flipping type bait that's got some bulk and body to it. When they get on the bed, it makes them mad, and they'll eat that thing, and that's that new Berkeley Chigger Craw. Mm-hmm. And when I find them close to cover, and, you know, you've got certain conditions that they'll eat baits when they won't eat other baits, but if they get in that bedding position and you got an idea where they're sitting on that bed, you can rig that thing up with a 4-aught hook and about a 3/16 or a 1/4-ounce sinker and drop that in on top of that bedding area, and, I mean, they're going to annihilate it. And there's other times when the cover gets real thick, you got to put a big weight on it, you know, like a 3/8 or a 1/2. But that's just one of the baits that I'm catching fish on right now. And another one that I really like when it's real clear and you get them old calm bluebird days and fishing just gets tough and you're not really, you can't see the bass. Boy, I like to pick that spinning rod up and the little 4.5-inch slim shaky worm that Berkeley's got out right now. Put that on about a 1/16 to a 3/32-ounce head and some 6-pound, fluorocarbon line and just have a ball. You know, to me, having a ball is catching 50 bass a day. That's yep. What I like to do. And that spinning rod and that jig head worm, you can flat worm out.
Now, that's a kind of classic-looking shaky worm in that it doesn't have a ribbon tail or anything like that. It's just a plain worm.
That's correct. You know, you go back, 30 years ago, and we used to fish an old cream scoundrel. Well, now we've all got, shaky worms. And back then, we fished it on Texas rig. Well, Even back in late 70s and early 80s, you know, we threw a jig head worm, but we threw it with the hook exposed. And we didn't call it a jig head worm. We just called it a jig worm. And, it'd hang in the grass because that hook was exposed, and you'd pop it out of that grass and fish would eat it. So, you know, a shaky worm really has been around a lot longer than a lot of people think. But nowadays, when fishing pressure gets tough, and you got a lot of really good fishermen, and after 2 or 3 days of practice on these bodies of water, fish get hard to catch, and I can always pull that spinning rod out and catch me a limit.
Larry, what about color? I mean, I know from reporting on tournaments and stuff, most guys throw June bug, green pumpkin, maybe some watermelon. Is that the same for bed fishing and the type of stuff that you're talking about? What do you do this time of year for color?
It's pretty much the same. I throw a lot of watermelon and green pumpkin and watermelon candy, and that's in the real extremely clear water lakes. And, there's times later in the year I'll switch to something like a plum with green flake or a purple. We've got a worm color that's real good, and it's called a blue fleck. But traditionally, And I'm not going to say traditionally, because if I went south right now down to Okeechobee or Toledo Bend or Rayburn, any of them lakes that's got that old, it's not extremely clear like the Ozark lakes, but it's clear, but yet it's just got some darkness to it. Then I'll go to them darker shades like the blue fleck and the June bug, and a plain old purple worm still catches a lot of bass, and we actually have that color in the slim shaky worm. It's a color that hadn't been around in years, but just a plain old purple worm is a really good worm.
That's great advice, Larry, and I'd like to end on a little bit of a historical note. You mentioned how big jig worms were back in the 70s and maybe early 80s. What were the heads like back then? Did they tend to be the smaller hooks? You didn't really have anybody pouring a 2-aught or a 3-aught hook on a jig head, or were they about the same?
Back in the 80s, the jig head worm we had was it had the old brown bronze hook in it that really wasn't any good. You know, we'd take a file and sharpen it up a little bit, and The only bad tendency about them was they had a bad habit of rusting. You know, if you didn't fish a jig head worm a lot and you opened the little box up to get your hooks out, they may all be rusted mm-hmm. after about 3 months. And but they weren't a good strong hook. But when you fish it on spinning rod and light line, it doesn't have to be a strong hook. To me, the main thing is the hook has the diameter that's easy to penetrate a fish's mouth, and that means skinny. Mm-hmm. And because with light line, you don't have as much stretch with fluorocarbon as we had back then in the old days with mono, but still, you get a bass out there a good ways away from the boat, and you've got that hook inside the worm. If it's not a skinny hook, it don't penetrate that worm good. So our heads now are a much better head than what we had back in the old days. And back in the old days, the eye stuck up about a quarter of an inch, you know, away from the lead, and you'd get hung on everything if it touched. And actually, that hook sticking up could cause you to lose some fish, but you'd overcome that by fishing it exposed.
Yeah. All right, Larry. Well, hey, thanks a lot. Really appreciate it. That's great advice for the listeners, and looking forward to seeing you catching them this spring.
All right. Thank you, John.
Take care.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.